Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the road again.
Kind of feels like it.
It does.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Victory Monday. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today after the Eagles take apart the Giants. 38-20, the way, you know, certain people on the show on Friday said they needed to, should do. I mean, certain people here were scared. Whatever. That's in the past. That is in the past, because what happened yesterday was a beatdown, and it sure feels like the Eagles are fully back on track. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know, sometimes folks need to learn how to read the room.
Mm.
Like, you know, just have social awareness in certain situations. I mean, you know, I'm talking about, you know, Joel Embiid.
Oh,
the fact that, you know, he kind of upset about his playing time, right? But you only played 19 games. This is not me attacking him personally.
I'm all for it. Yeah, go
it's
for
just,
it.
No, I'm not. This is not an attack, but let's just be personal. Honest. Let's be honest here. You played 19 games last year, dog. And you're even though you look healthier and they're trying to spare, they're kind of, I feel like they're kind of trying to let you, give you enough time to.
Of course, yeah.
To get healthy.
It's what's best for his body. Yeah, right.
So I would say you probably shouldn't be mad at that.
I agree with you. And you know what? I'm glad I don't have to be mad about hit it today, because we got bigger fish to fry here, Hugh. We got a lot.
Are we going to be messy today or what? We're going
to
keep it.
No, we'll be messy. Yeah, we got a lot to get to. 215-592.
Yeah, I just wanted to know how today was going.
No, we won't. 215-592-9494 to join the show. All right. Let's start here. I think the Eagles are fully back. That was that for the first time, and I've been waiting for it. I've been saying it every week that we haven't had one of these games. That looked like last year. That looked like the 2024 Eagles. That's the team that we've been waiting to see the entire season. And you could tell me how bad the Giants are. I agree. They stink. That's why I thought they could do it to them this past weekend. But that was the first time this year it all clicked. The defense played its butt off until garbage time, only allowed 13 points. They shut down a young quarterback everyone was raving about. And the offense, that had everything. That had efficiency in the pass game, and it had dominant running. It had Saquon Barkley back at the level he was at last year. That messed up your parlay. I don't care about your parlay. We got a win yesterday.
Okay, I mean, I'm happy we got the win.
Priorities.
But the parlay.
On a Monday.
I don't give a
shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess because Jalen didn't get a touchdown.
Yeah, well, Jalen got four touchdowns.
I'm talking about he ain't getting anytime.
Is this about your parlay or about the Eagles playing like a Super Bowl
team? It's a little bit about my parlay.
Well, it's not about your parlay. Not for me, at least.
A little bit.
All right, listen. That was awesome yesterday. It was everything we needed heading into the bye. That is the most complete performance of the season. And now you start adding it together, Hugh. Last 3 weeks, yards per play, they are tied with the Colts for the best in the NFL. This is 3-4 weeks in a row where this offense is moving. An 18-point victory, so no more squeakers. 427 total yards yesterday. How about 276 yards rushing? It was back. Saquon
Efficient.
Broke one.
Efficient.
It was everything. I mean, it was everything we've hoped for, and we haven't seen the entire season. And look now, Jalen Hurts' last four games. 71% completion, 1,068 yards, 10 touchdowns, an interception, 9.4 yards an attempt. He is playing at a very high level. The passing game is QBR. Playing at a high level.
Yeah, QBR was pretty high. Well, his rating was pretty high.
Of course
QBR
it was.
QBR wasn't that great, but his rating.
I think it was the first time since Nick Foles, a quarterback around here, has had two straight games with a pass rating this high. Hugh, how you feeling this morning? Because for me, the Eagles are fully back now. They got for the first time this season, I see it. It manifested itself, more yards, more first downs. They dominated that game yesterday. Hugh, where are you at this morning?
I mean, I feel good.
You don't sound like you feel that great.
Well,
worry about your parlay and all
well,
that.
Well, no, it's not that. Mm. It's just that I feel, you know, I had some conversations with some friends of mine yesterday, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, you can't not talk about the elephant in the room. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just one of them things, man, where, you know, I'm happy. Okay, let me pull this back because I feel like folks feel I'm going to be messy today.
Well, hold on. I think everyone realizes the root of this.
What?
Is that we told you so that this should be a blowout. You were scared of the Giants.
I'm the one that called the score yesterday. I changed it, but
you didn't call the score.
No, I did call it the first time, and then I got bullied into changing it. No. I said it was going to be like something like 38-20. You don't remember me saying it yesterday?
You said 38-31.
No, I said yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I did say 38-30. Then I said 28. You said that was kind of high.
It was.
Told you I was going to score a lot. They were going to score a lot of points.
You thought it'd be a 7-point game with the Eagles scoring 38.
Something like that.
I mean, this is the opposite of an I told you so day. This is humble pie, Douglas, over here. You got to eat some humble pie.
No. All I'm saying is the offense looked more cohesive.
Yeah, of course it did.
Looked real cohesive yesterday.
It looked like, you know what it looked like yesterday? It looked like they were distributing the football to anyone that was open. There was no agendas to get the football to anyone in particular. And how about that O-line opening holes for Saquon and Bigsby giving Jalen time back there?
It felt like it was a pressure-free day.
What do you mean?
It just felt like...
I just what do you mean?
It just felt like it was a pressure.
Oh, because A.J. Brown didn't play? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
I mean, yeah, he did.
I didn't say it. I'm thinking it, but I didn't say it. Because I don't want to be sitting there. I don't want nobody calling me messy. But the fact of the matter remains, I had a feeling. Now, I did have a premonition about this. Like, going into that game, and I think I said it when we were doing the pregame.
Uh-huh.
I said it's going to be interesting to see how this game plays out and what tomorrow brings. And it looked, and I might be wrong about this, but this is just the way that I saw it. And mm-hmm. if you want to, you know, anybody wants to chime in, it looked stress-free. It looked syncopic. I just made that word up.
That's not a
syncopic.
Real word.
It looks syncopic.
It looks synced up?
Syncopic. I like syncopic better.
Syncopic. Okay. It's only 10:07, so we're off and running with made-up words.
It just looked... It looked in. How about this one? In concert,
they were in concert.
They were in concert,
and the conductor of the orchestra was Jalen Hurts.
And here's the thing, man. I am recklessly speculating this morning. I'm doing that.
Man,
I started out at 10:07.
Recklessly
speculating.
Go ahead.
But the fact that the fact of the matter remains is that it looked different yesterday. It looked. I don't want to say easy because it was a tough, hard-fought game, but it didn't look as disjointed as it has looked in the last few weeks.
It's kind of easy. It's going to look kind of easy. It looked free-flowing.
No, I'm not going with
I mean, it did look kind of easy.
I mean, it looked syncopic. I like syncopic.
That's not a word, but 427 yards? Here's what it did.
Syncopic.
It looked... All right, heading into the game, I know there was some trepidation, right? No Cam Jurgens, no A.J. Brown, which is really what you're alluding to. No A.J. Brown, right?
Yes.
How we just lost this team with A.J. Brown, now what? Well, they turned out to play better football yesterday without A.J. Brown. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. That was their best game of the season offensively without A.J. Brown. 427 yards of offense. I agree with you. You know what it felt like when I watched Jalen Hurts drop back yesterday? Just throw to the open man. There was no thinking. There was no overthinking. It was throw to the open man. A lot that was Devontae Smith. It happened to be Dallas Goedert in the red zone. It was Dotson down the sideline later on. It was whoever was open, I'm getting the football to. That was, and we can unpack why, or we can unpack how much of it was real, how much was a coincidence. We can unpack that. But here's a fact, Hugh. That was their best game of the season. Nothing is even close to it. I mean, go through their games. You're not going to find a game that was as efficient as that in terms of yards per play, in terms of not turning the football over. That was it was their best game. They dominated the game.
Being a little messy, Joe.
Who is?
Like you, I wasn't taking it all. It'd be a little messy,
me?
Though. A little bit, a little bit.
So you're
like
fighting with facts here? Was that
saying.
Their best game of the season?
It looked good. It looked good yesterday.
It looked excellent. 215-592-9494. I feel like the Eagles are fully back. Hugh is the one getting messy here, but it is the elephant in the room.
276 yards on the ground, though, man. Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, the elephant in the room all season. You mentioned the elephant in the room. One of them has been the offensive line hasn't been as good. They looked good yesterday, didn't
they? Yes, they did.
Oh, my goodness. They pushed that Giants front around. All right, well, let's get your reaction up here. 215-592-9494 to the win. How it looked. Best Eagles game of the season so far. I think they're fully back. And this is, if it was just one game against a Giants team that, let's be real, is going to win five or six games, I would say, all right, let's hold the phone. But it's not. This is now building upon 3-4 weeks in a row where the passing game has gotten going. Now we add the run game in. We got Saquon Barkley. That was the first game he looked like last year. This is all getting back to where we wanted to get to at the right time heading into the bye. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Dallas Goedert talking after the game about this team finding its groove here.
How do you compare the scene a couple of weeks ago, you play the Giants, how disappointed you are, to the feeling right now, knowing you're going into the bye week on a two-game winning streak and get to take a breath here?
Yeah, going into a bye with a win is always a really good thing. It makes the bye week all the better. But it seems like we're finally getting our groove. Played a good game offensively, defensively, and special teams today. So we just got to keep building on what we've been doing.
Most complete game of the season. Finding their groove at the right time. We know what happens after the bye here. It is the Packers. It is the Lions. And it's a trip to Dallas against the Cowboys. This is the right time to do it. All right, let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday, who once again played really well. Now, yesterday wasn't so much about volume of throws, right? Only 20 attempts, but 15 to 20. And in the red zone, he was excellent. I mean, Jalen played really well again for now the second straight excellent game. And overall, the last four, Jalen's putting it together. Let's hear Hurts after the game.
After a perfect rating last week, you have four touchdowns today. That matches a career high. Are you heating up? Are you playing your best ball? How would you explain that?
I definitely got to work, a lot of work to do. I think the best is yet to come.
Ah, now we're talking. The best is yet to come, says the quarterback. Kyle, where are you at this morning as the Eagles, as you and I try to tell everyone on Friday, did what we said they had to do, which is dominate the New York Giants.
That's the kind of game that a Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl team, goes and puts out on display. Like, they dominated the New York Giants. That's a team that they absolutely have to dominate. I don't care if Cam Scadaboo's in, Cam Scadaboo's out, whatever. Like that was that's the kind of performance that we needed to see. The run game, the defense, the quarterback. Dallas Goedert just said it was their most complete game of the season so far, and it's the kind of win where you're like, man, like they keep that thing rolling the rest of the season, then I don't see any reason why this team shouldn't be viewed as the top team in the NFL and the NFC, like all that stuff. And man, like. You got to give it to Hurts again. It's 2 weeks in a row where he's looked like, we're hearing MVP talk and stuff like that. Like, I don't think it's crazy right now. With if you take everything in totality and how he seems to be trending upwards, like, he keeps that going, then we're definitely talking about that at the end of the year.
He played excellent yesterday. He really did. I mean, again, he accurate, on time, a few sacks, but that front is obviously good for the Giants, so you're going to have some sacks against them. I just thought Jalen Hurts was excellent. And the other guy that was excellent yesterday, Hugh, I don't know how much this factors into you getting messy at 10:07, but I thought Kevin Petullo called a hell of a football game yesterday. We spent a lot of time on this radio station saying Petullo this, Petullo that. He can't. He looked like he was in his groove yesterday. He looked like plays were setting up other plays. They were under center again, which we talked about at the end of last week. Will they be under center? Should they? I expect them to be. They even did it more yesterday than I thought. I mean, Hugh, there. It feels like this thing is evolving, which is exactly what you want with a young coordinator and a new coordinator.
Yeah, syncopy. I think that's what the word I want to go with today. Syncopy.
We got it.
Yeah, I think it was a good day for everybody yesterday. You're talking about 276 yards on the ground. You talk about efficient passing game, 15 for 20 for Jalen. You know, 179 yards. Smitty had a great day. It looked like one of those days where everything was just clicking, like the offense flowed. And for whatever reason that is, I don't know. But it just looked more succinct.
Was it a coincidence or was there something to the offense flowing yesterday?
I think there was a little bit of everything at play here. There was a lot of speculations recklessly whether or not AJ was actually hurt. You know, I mean, because I've had people come to me and ask me that question. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think that he's that petty to, you know, go out and not play because he's feeling some kind of way. And then, you know, we got the reports of you know, stuff being scrubbed off of, you know, internets and social media pages and all the other stuff. So I don't know. But I was sitting there thinking when all this was happening in real time, and I'm like, as much as I talk about being petty, I don't have the bandwidth to go back on my Instagram or my Twitter feed to look for old posts where people have said stuff about me that I don't care that much. You know what I mean? I even though I am petty, I don't care enough to go mine my old tweets and mine stuff that people have said about me in the past to warrant my pettiness. But when you hear stories of cats that are going back in the archives from years ago, I don't even know how would you search for something that you tweeted years ago and start to erase it because you feel some kind of way. It just kind of makes you wonder. And then on top of that, to have the type of game that Jalen has, it just makes you kind of wonder.
215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Eagles' blowout win over the New York Giants. It was the best performance of the season. This thing is fully back now. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Oh, dream team.
Will, good morning, pal.
What a beautiful Monday, baby. Listen, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, this Jalen, man, I want people to stop talking about Jalen. And this is the reason why.
That's not
everything that man needs to improve, he's been improving. And you know what? One of the main things nobody was really talking about? Instead of him just taking off with his head down, he's looking down the field now.
The last two weeks, it's my favorite part of the way he's played. When he's moved out of the pocket, he has kept his head up, and he's looked for guys down the field instead of just running. It's great.
Yep. And you know what, man? The offense is doing what it needs to do. And you know what? By them going under the helm, now even when you go in that shotgun, I don't know if you was people. I peeped a lot of things yesterday. Now when they go in the shotgun, they don't know what to expect now. They don't know whether to expect the run or the gun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because when they started going under the helm, then they started to back off in the gun. And then he handed it off to he still handed it off to Saquon. But you know what, man? It was a good play call. It was a good play calling. They had more than 10 plays for the whole entire game. That's what I really got out of it, man. They really planned for this game. We needed that win. Saquon got off. Dotson, man. Listen, you got to get that ball some burn. Listen, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna be quiet because I know I'm all over the place. Activate all your weapons. It's too many weapons on that team, man, for them to be sitting there watching everybody else play.
Including Tank Bigsby. How about Bigsby yesterday?
Absolutely. He was running hard, man. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Bring them split backs in, man. Work it. Take one of them pages out of Detroit book, man, and let's run this game. You know what I mean? Let's run them this season, man.
Well, Will, yesterday they had everything working. I mean, everything worked yesterday. It was by far their best performance. I mean, in every way. The game was 38-13 before the Giants scored a garbage time touchdown. It was a dominant victory yesterday by the Philadelphia Eagles. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Good morning, Chris. It is a very good Monday here as good the Eagles Monday. Dominate.
I got to run through my observations from yesterday. So, first of all, here's what I noticed. All three eyes that Hugh has, they're all blind, and his vibrator's broken. So,
oh, God.
Just not working out right now. The game, when I looked at the game, so we seem to be turning a corner at a very similar time frame as we did last year, point in the season. It's all pointing in the right direction. The offense had a season high of 427 yards of offense. QB1 had 4 TD passes. And he definitely looks like he's getting more comfortable in the offensive scheme. And he had back-to-back great games, which, Hugh, we know going back-to-back's hard.
Hard to go back-to-back, man.
Yeah, he did it. The rushing offense finally joined us this year, which was phenomenal. Joe, you highlighted this, 33 carries, 276 yards, 8.4 average per attempt.
And Chris, and the first one, the first drive or the 65-yard run, that was last year, right? Because, you know, we've talked about Saquon. Does he look the same? Is it a little different? Well, the one thing we all realized this year, there weren't any of those long runs. And last year he did it so often. When he broke that, I was like, all right, it's still there.
That's just a bad take by some people on your radio station. We'll leave that there, that, you know, say that he was just too many carries and he was not him. No, you give him a crease, he's still him. And you know what? Barkley and Tank both went over 100. Real quick, guys, let's go into the defense. Jackson Dart, who's a great scrambler. I'm sorry, a little tongue tie there. We had five sacks yesterday, and more importantly, four of them were from the defensive line. So here's something I have a take for you, Hugh. N'Kobe Dean, he needs to play next to Bond all season because that seems to be a magical key to this defense. And you know what? Put Campbell at edge or something. Love Campbell. Love that we draft him. But you know what, guys? I got to get two things out here before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes left in the game. We're up 38-13. So you know what, Douglas? Your punishment is we had to listen to your nonsense all day on Friday. So this Friday, you're going to go ahead. You need to make sure you do the right thing. Put a bucket of candy out for those kids.
That's
and
right.
Turn that porch light on.
That's right.
Okay? That's got to happen. And then let's address the other nonsense we had to listen to, and that came from Cow Flop Jim. Dax asked, your team got exposed exposed you as the donkey's rear end that you are, and you know what? The cherry on top was watching Dallas burn. Dallas sucks. Fly, Eagles, fly, man.
Yeah, they got dragged, Chris. Appreciate it. And he's right. You probably should, for trying to get us scared about the Giants all week here, you probably should put some candy out for the kids on Friday.
I'm not putting no candy out.
Well, you did try to tell us it was going to be tough in a division game.
Yeah, it was a tough game.
It was not.
It was.
It was 38-13 with three
minutes. No, but it was a tough game. Still, it's always a tough game. It's always a physical confrontation when you play in your division.
But the game was over in the first half.
That's the story that I'm sticking to.
And then it wasn't accurate, but that is A-OK. You keep saying it. It was dominant. It reminded me of last year's Eagles right off the jump with Saquon with the 65-yard run. That was
that was phenomenal. You know what the first thing that came out of my mouth when I saw that 65-yard run? Damn, he about to mess up my parlay.
Oh, our under was dead. You're all welcome, by the way. Man, you act like you need the parlay money.
I know. No,
Joe, it's all right.
I just want bragging rights. Now, don't get me wrong, Eagles fans. I was not rooting. Well, I'll always root for the Eagles to win. But when he ran off that 65-yarder,
yeah.
I immediately went into my account, was trying to change my
You bet. Can't change the parlay. If everyone does that, the books will be bankrupt. Come on now.
They looked at me like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're out. You can't do that. All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles fully back? I say so. We are reacting to the most dominant win of the season by far.
That was a hell of a run.
It was awesome. He looked great yesterday. We'll listen back to the montage, how it sounded on WIP yesterday, and we'll give Hugh a moment, and all of us together, to be messy coming up on the whole A.J. Brown thing. The reports this weekend, what was written about A.J. Brown, both Diana Russini and Adam Schefter, what Mike Garofolo said on the field before the game, and was yesterday a coincidence? Best offensive game of the year without A.J. Brown. Coincidence, or is there something to that? We will discuss it next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no easy way out, Hugh.
No shortcut home, Joe.
Never! What a day yesterday for the Eagles. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 38-20. It wasn't even that close yesterday. A dominant victory. The ground, the pass game. And what a coincidence. It was without A.J. Brown yesterday. He was out with a hamstring injury. Or was it a coincidence, Hugh? Because we had quite the weekend of A.J. drama leading into the game, right? So a couple of pieces of information to pass along. People probably heard this yesterday. Maybe if you were a little checked out over the weekend, you heard it, but you didn't quite sure what the heck people were talking about. Let me read you a couple things, and then we'll hear from Mike Garofalo yesterday before the game. So we know the NFL trade deadline is coming next Tuesday, right? Not tomorrow, a week from this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So here is what was written this weekend about the A.J. Brown situation, the Philadelphia Eagles. This was all leading into the game yesterday. Diana Russini, at the owners' meetings last week, she asked Eagles owner Jeff Lurie what he would do if Brown knocked on his door and asked for a trade. Here is what he said. Quote, this is Jeff Lurie, quote, "We do what's best for the team. We won't even consider it seriously unless it's best for the Eagles. We will always do what gives us the best chance of winning big. Everything else is secondary." She then went on to write that the bottom line, Brown could be frustrated all he wants, but this team plays for the ring first. However, GM Howie Roseman will always listen. If the Eagles get an exorbitant offer, nobody is untradeable in Philadelphia. Adam Schefter, Saturday night into Sunday morning. "The Eagles are not expected to trade star wide receiver A.J. Brown before the November 4th trade deadline." But then he added this: "The Eagles would be willing to listen to any trade offer, but sources believe Philadelphia would not be willing to part with Brown for anything less than a blockbuster offer, which is not expected to be forthcoming." So, Hugh, leading into the game where we knew he wasn't going to play, both Schefter and Russini talking about the idea of a trade. And while unlikely, they both framed it as if a huge offer came in, the Eagles will be willing to listen. Then we got this, Mike Garofalo on the field before the game yesterday, kind of rounding everything together.
Thank you, Stace. We've got a hamstring absence here as well. A.J. Brown, the Eagles wide receiver, that hammy tightened up this week. He will not play. The hope is that he is back for their next game on November 10th after the bye. I realize there's a trading deadline in between to this game and that game, but as Ian Rappaport and I have told you multiple times here on this fine broadcasting network, the Eagles have no intention of trading A.J. Brown, and nothing has changed in that regard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Hugh, what's your view on what went down this weekend and then the fact they played better at him? I mean, the first thing I thought of when I read the quotes from Jeff Lurie and then watched the game yesterday is a message was sent to A.J. Brown over the last couple of days. A message was clearly sent.
Nobody's bigger than the squad.
Nobody's bigger than the team. I think the Eagles sent that through Jeff Lurie's quotes and the Adam Schefter report. Like, hey, we're not expected to trade him. If we get a great offer, sure, we will listen because nobody's bigger than the team. It's about the Philadelphia Eagles. And then yesterday on the field was a reminder that nobody's bigger than the team. There's a segment of people out there who I'm sure think the Eagles absolutely no matter what need A.J. Brown. Well, they played like they didn't need him yesterday. I don't think it was a coincidence yesterday they played like that. Now, do I think they could do that every game without A.J.? Probably not, right?
No.
He's still a very good player.
You know, when you talk about the Giants and who they are, I mean, outside of that first game that we played against them, they're not on our level.
They're a bad team. Right. Yeah. So I don't think the Eagles would score 38 a week without A.J. Brown. But I do think yesterday a message was sent. Hey, look at the offense if it's free-flowing. Look at the offense if it's not trying to get the ball to one player. When we're just running the offense, this thing's about the team, not about one player. Hear your read on it, and was yesterday a coincidence?
Well, I do feel like there was a statement being made. Mm-hmm. Now, what that is, I don't know how, you know, but I'm petty also. So that plays into some of it. And it's just one of those things that when you look at it, I had a feeling going into this that it would look different, you know, because, and I made the correlation to Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs when he was there and how it was addition by subtraction. And now, you know, and Ike brought up the point that I bet you Josh Allen wish he had a receiver like Stephon Diggs now. But the bottom line is this. The offense yesterday looked more efficient than it did in a long time.
Totally.
And you'd be foolish not to think that there's some correlation between AJ not being out there in Jalen's ear or not in Jalen's ear, or just that negative energy that he exudes with this team. You know, because even though, say for instance, if Schmitty was upset about not getting the football, he never said anything. He never let it be known that he was upset. He kind of just went about his business and he waited for his time. And yesterday a time was had. 6 catches for like 84 yards yesterday. Had a really good day. The running game got going. So I think that, and the offensive coordinator got a reprieve for a week.
I thought he called a great game yesterday.
Yeah, he got a reprieve. And it's one of those things where you have to look at all of those things together and say, Now, again, when you look at the Giants, you know, and you can say, well, their secondary wasn't that good or whatever you want to say.
It's a bad team.
Yeah, it's a bad team. You can say whatever you want to say. But Jalen's had 2 games back-to-back where he's played well, and A.J. Brown wasn't the focal point of the offense. It was more Schmitty than anything. So you take from that what you will. But when we do what we do for a living, you look at that and you gotta wonder. Because going into this game, Joe, people wonder not whether or not AJ was playing possum with this injury. Mm-hmm. Now I don't think he was. I don't think he was. Let me say that adamantly. I don't think he was. But the simple fact that people are questioning whether or not you're healthy enough
to play. It shows something weird's going on. Well, something weird's been going on the entire year. AJ has never just not seemed happy the whole time. I feel like a message was sent. I think deep down the Eagles do not want to move AJ Brown. I don't believe they do. He's a really good player. He's been a great player. And the more great players you have, the better chance you have of winning a lot of football games. But I think a message was sent from Jeff Lurie's quotes of the way they played yesterday. You're either in or you're out. I mean, we're gonna keep playing. We're gonna keep going, and we're gonna try to win a Super Bowl. You're either in or you're out. Kyle, was that a coincidence yesterday that the Eagles dominated without AJ?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, first of all, the Giants absolutely stink.
They do.
And I know the offense looked great, but I think the biggest difference this week to the week before with AJ was the run game was great. The offensive line played better. Saquon looked great. I mean, even Tank Bigsby looked great. Like, I'm not connecting the dots there with AJ Brown and why the offense looked great, just because I think the biggest difference was the run game.
It was the biggest difference. That was the biggest change, right? And then you could say that has really little to do with AJ, you know, not being on the field.
It has nothing to do
with AJ. I thought the pass game, and it was only 20 throws, I thought it was just way more decisive. Like, the ball got out of Jalen Hurts' hands. He held it a few times and got sacked. But, like, when he threw, there was no looking for... I didn't think yesterday he ever looked for one guy. He just dropped back, especially on the under-center things, his back foot at the ground, and he threw to whoever was open. And I feel like at times, you go back that second half against the Bucks, where it felt like they forced the ball to AJ. Yeah. I thought yesterday, it almost felt like they were freer as a team. Like, they didn't have to worry about who's getting targets.
Maybe, but, like, I also think, I don't know, if you look at a lot of the plays there, like, Devontae doesn't have anyone within the same zip code. I just thought it was a better play-calling day from Kevin Bitullo.
It was great.
Like, I think guys were just more open. I think it was almost easier for Jalen to be decisive because the decision was ready-made for him. You know? Like, and I don't know.
That's fair. But, I mean, I guess you can't deny the fact that it kind of felt to me like it was more loose, like it was more.
It was freer.
It felt more fluid. And I don't know what that, to your point, Kyle, I don't know what that is. And you're right about the running game. The running game was much better than it was last week. That's why it's when things like this happen, you look at everything. You try to figure it out. But you cannot deny that. Not having AJ out there, the team looked different. That's the point that I'm making. It looked different. The offense looked different.
Well, and I think we want to say it was a coincidence because we don't want to think, they're better without AJ Brown. I'm just saying the facts are the facts. Their best game came without AJ Brown. I mean, you could pretend that's not true, but that is true. Their best offensive game this year, he wasn't on the field. So if I'm the Eagles, I have an extra leg. I have a stronger leg to stand on. Where I'm like, hey, dude, get on board. You're either here and you're going to get on board with what we're doing, or we don't need you. Like, you know what happened yesterday. You kind of spoke this on the pregame show yesterday. If it had gone the other way, right?
Yeah.
If it had gone the other way, let's say they got
on. We need AJ.
If they went out there and scored 7 points, it would have been a whole day of, see, they got to make AJ happy. He's the reason. They can't win. I mean, Elliott said on the pregame show, the Eagles have stunk over the years without AJ Brown. This is a different year. This is a different team. This team showed me yesterday that they can move the football just fine without A.J. Brown. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Philadelphia, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
I got one question for everybody. Mm-hmm. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained, Philadelphia?
Well, I think we were all entertained yesterday. That was awesome.
I was wrong on Friday. It wasn't no, senor. It was si, senor. Viva la Saquon Barkley. Unfreaking believable.
It was as good as we've seen around here since Aaron. It's the best game they played since last year. I mean, that looked like the 2024 Eagles. That's what we all wanted.
It was a game of humble pie. You know, while other quarterbacks, you know, who are in the MVP running showed their true colors, you know, Sky Marshall Hurts just continued to do what he does best, and that's win ball games. I mean, Quadzilla erupted, the monsters of Broadway, Johnson, Mailata, Steen, Dickerson, and hey, it's not Tooth, it's Brett Toth. Played not a great game, but he played a really, really good game. Really, really proud. And guess what, guys?
Mm.
You know, this defense is on a different level when you've got one Kobe Dean in there. I mean, it is just, they played so well yesterday, and it's just a mean, nasty, sure tackling defense. I don't know what it is. I don't know what he does, but when he's in there, it's just a completely different ballgame.
Well, call it swagger.
Yeah, Hugh, I think Aaron's right about this. The Dean addition, I think it's helped the run defense a lot. I mean, Aaron, I didn't expect him to come back this quickly off of that injury and look kind of like he did last year, Nakobe, but I agree with you. He's done a good job.
Ball hawk.
Yeah.
You know, and going to the A.J. Brown thing, mm-hmm. for anybody that thinks that we are better off without A.J. Brown is absolutely positively out of their mind.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think we all realize he's a tremendous player, and the idea of subtracting a tremendous player doesn't seem to make sense. But there sometimes is, hey, a distraction is hurting us. The Buffalo Bills have been a better offense since Stephon Diggs was subtracted. This happens in sports.
Here's what I'm going to come back at you with.
Okay.
This whole AJ Brown situation is beyond football. And anybody that's been in a locker room, you know, where you have, you know, all different walks of life, mm-hmm. people from all different backgrounds come together. There are different personalities, and I think that we have to face it with A.J. Brown. He just has that personality where some people just aren't happy, right? No matter how good things are, if they don't have drama, they can't function normally. And I think it's a fact that he's got this big old void, you know, deep inside him, and he keeps trying to fill it, and it's just empty so quickly.
I get all that.
I have to come to a realization that's who he is.
I do. I've accepted who he is. The point is, though, if they can't let him bring down the entire team. Like, he either has to get on board and stop complaining or get out. I mean, this is very simple. If he wants to be here, I think they want him here. I don't think the Eagles want to trade A.J. Brown. They signed him to a contract just before last year. But if he doesn't want to be here, I'm not going to force him here for the next 3 months because we can't trade him. Like, if he doesn't want to be here, he can get out.
And I think
just like the Sixers situation, you know, with the Joel Embiid, I think the best medicine for A.J. Brown is what happened yesterday. I mean, the fact that this offense went up and down the field and they functioned normally says everything. I got one last thing.
Mm.
Just a note to CBS. Please, please, please stop with Tony Romo doing Cowboy games. It's absolutely makes me sick to listen to this guy, you know, call a Cowboys game.
At least you got to watch him call the Cowboys get blown out yesterday. Aaron, good phone call. That was at least fun to watch.
Hmm. Did Aaron say Broadway, by the way?
In terms of?
I think he referred to our O-line as the monsters of Broadway.
Did he mean Broad Street?
I would assume so.
Yeah, Broadway's in New York.
You spent a little bit too much time outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
If you're thinking that.
It's a bad. You can go back and listen. That's a bad call by Aaron, if it was. I said good call. I'm wrong about that. Can we hear some good calls? What it sounded like yesterday? The montage right here.
The montage.
On WIP.
Happy Kelly Green Sunday, everyone. And welcome to Lincoln Financial Field, where today the 5-2 Eagles meet the 2-5 New York Giants. Barkley, off left tackle. He's across the 45, hello. 50, 45, 40. He's going to go. Saquon Barkley finally explodes. 65 yards. They go to Bigsby. Cuts to the outside, turns the corner. He's at the 35, 40, 45. Out of bounds at the 47-yard line. That's a 17-yard gain. Hurts on first down, fakes. He's back. He fires. Complete Smith at the 30. At the 25, at the 20, Devontae Smith. You said he was waiting for his first reception. He got it. Long count, and he has pushed forward, and he has the first down. The ball comes loose afterwards, and the Giants pick it up. They told the Giants they couldn't challenge. They challenged anyway, and the play, after being reviewed, stood. So all Brian Daboll succeeded in doing was costing himself a timeout and losing a challenge. Brilliant. Hurts. Back. He swings it over, and walking in is Saquon Barkley for the touchdown. Scatterboo taking off in the truck. Looks like a leg injury.
The compassion showed by the fans here at Lincoln Financial.
Classy.
Listen, very, very classy.
Quick pitch to Barkley. Tries to get outside. He does. 45 and down to the 42. Barkley is going over the 100-yard mark. Hurts accepting the snap. Going back, firing, complete, and spinning forward, in for the end zone goes Goddard. Touchdown, Eagles. There's the end of the first half with the score. The Eagles, 21. The New York Giants, 10. Give goes to Barkley off the right side. He breaks tackles. 40, 45, midfield, 45, out of bounds. Another big run and a big block from Brett Toth.
No. That was a great block from Brett Toth.
Second down and 26. What do you do here? Hurts gives it off to Bigsby. Bigsby cuts to the outside, breaks a tackle at the 50, 45, 40. He's got a first down near the 30. Hurts gives it off. No, fakes. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. His second of the game. Eagles pass rush just gaining ferocity on every play. Dart takes the snap. He's back. Here comes the rush. They hit him. He breaks free. But they've got him again. They've got him again. Ojomo.
Much better job of getting the quarterback, Jackson Dart, on the ground today. That's the fifth time they've gotten to him for a sack.
Dart is back. Here comes that rush again. He lets it fly down the far side of the field, and it's caught. And running all the way across the 20, the 10, the 5, and in for the touchdown is Darius Slayton. They're calling offensive pass interference on Slayton. And Brian Daboll is going to have a heart attack.
Did you read his lips?
I didn't read his lips, but I know whatever he said couldn't go on the air. Hurts drops, steps up, looks. He is going deep down the far side of the field, and it is caught, and in for a touchdown, Jahan Dotson! The Eagles defeat the New York Giants 38-20 to go into the bye with a 6-2 record.
The calls on WIP yesterday, a little Merrill montage there. He is right about Brian Daboll losing his mind. I mean, that guy had a meltdown on the sideline yesterday. And he's also right about the pass rush. We talked a lot about the offense today because it was their best offensive game.
Yeah.
Their defense played really well. And you were right in saying last week the Giants' offense with Dart in there had been, starting to come alive. They shut them down yesterday. I mean, Dart got sacked 5 times. He looked like a rookie yesterday.
Yeah, it's always the fifth game, man, because you have success throwing the ball because nobody really has a book on, some of the throws that you have. It's just weird. It's always the fifth game. You give them 4 games in the NFL, and then it's that fifth game where the young guys tend to struggle a little bit.
And that's why Kyle and I try to tell you on Friday this had to be a blowout. I mean,
some of us have standards.
Some of us have vision, third eye, all that stuff.
That's fine. You guys were. I will concede that, you guys were right.
Wow.
Once.
Wow, this is a new one.
I mean, blind squirrel find another.
We go. So you, after saying we were right, you take a couple shots twice.
I mean, that's how, isn't that how it works around
these parts? I'm just making sure we're on the same page. All right, let's go to Kurt in Overbrook. What's up, Kurt?
What's up?
Kurt, what's up?
Yeah, y'all tripping. I love y'all to death, but.
What are we doing?
How are we tripping?
Because
AJ wasn't on the field. You say it's coincidence.
Recklessly Kurt, this is reckless speculation. This is reckless speculation. Yes.
You're tripping.
Because we do a radio show every day where we recklessly speculate about stuff.
So you don't think you just think it was a coincidence they played their best without him?
Who else was not out there? No starting caliber cornerbacks for the Giants were out there.
Sure. It's not like they have prime Deion Sanders that was out. I mean, all their guys stink.
We recklessly speculated. We threw that out first. What are you talking about?
I understand. As soon as y'all came on, that's the first thing I heard. I was like, I got a call. They're tripping. Like,
we trip every day, though. What you talking about?
That's true.
Every day.
Especially you.
Every day.
But I think we look good, but we were supposed to look good because they stink. So we got to continue this, but we need AJ, though. It makes the whole offense go.
Kirk, can I ask you a question?
So hold on. I just want to hit something.
When they whooped our ass, was he feeling some kind of way?
Yeah, of course. Kurt, I understand where you're coming from, and I think I would rather have AJ than not. But that word need is strong, Kurt. I don't think
you need
them. I don't think they not the AJ that's pouting every 5 minutes. I don't need that.
See,
they don't pay attention to his pouting, though. They don't care.
I disagree. But here's why, Kurt. That game in Tampa Bay about 3 weeks ago, the offense was moving the whole first half. He wasn't involved. The second half, they forced the ball to him, and we couldn't get a first down.
I agree with you on that. We can't force it.
Like Kurt, the idea of AJ, I love. Right, and I'd rather have good players than not as good players. I just wonder how much he like sucks the energy out of them sometimes and forces the ball to himself instead of just letting it flow. Like if he was on board with everything, of course we want to keep him. He's a great player. It's just,
I mean, but all the great receivers want the ball all the time. We've been
all of them.
Well, they do.
All
but,
of them want the ball.
Yeah, but sometimes they get louder than other times, and this feels loud.
Trash and Stinkston. I lived through that.
Hold up, man. Todd, that's my frat brother. That's my frat brother. Leave my frat brother alone.
Is he wrong?
No, he can't be called that.
He's dead right.
We can't call him that on this show. We can't.
Kurt, you're right. Don't listen to him.
Kurt was right.
Y'all ain't right, man.
I love you, man.
Kurt, appreciate you, buddy.
Have a good one, man.
I mean, you could say he can't, but it doesn't mean he's wrong, right? It's just like, I can't let you say that.
That's Michael Irvin's fault.
Michael Irvin's fault.
Because he the one that called him James Trash and Todd Stinkston.
Again, correct.
Don't you think their play had something to do with that? Again, maybe you can't answer the question.
It's not Michael Irvin's fault that they stunk. From this conversation. Okay. Y'all ain't about to be talking bad about my frat brother. Not while I'm sitting here.
That's fine.
We might.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, most of the people agree. You know that's
yeah.
That.
I know. You know, I can see people in the car talking about
Yeah. I mean, they're right. But what are you going to do? All right, 215-592-9494. Oh, we got a lot to unpack here. Merrill's going to join us coming up at 11. His call of the game yesterday. His thoughts on what he saw. The best rushing game of the season. That was the Saquon Barkley of last year. Tank Bigsby goes for over 100. The offensive line yesterday was absolutely awesome. Are the Eagles fully back? Early poll results. Yes, at 61%. And the A.J. Brown discussion, it's not going anywhere. There's a week until the NFL trade deadline. And there's a lot of people out there, I'm sure, listening, like, Joe, come on, like they're not going to trade him. Has there been one report that the Eagles would not listen to an offer? He's untradeable?
It was not decisive. Nobody said, no, we're not trading.
And also, you know what else I would love to hear? I would love to hear a report, A.J. Brown wants to be an Eagle. Where's that one? I haven't got that one yet. That's why this stuff is still out there. Yesterday, for me, was a message sent by the Eagles to A.J. Brown. We're moving forward. Either you're with us or you're not. And the way I feel is I don't want to dump A.J. Brown. He's a great football player. But if he doesn't want to be here, I'm not forcing it. If I can get a big offer, yeah, of course I'm going to listen over the next 8 days. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got a lot to get to today. Your reaction to the game, the victory. Are the Eagles fully back? Did you think the AJ thing was a coincidence? I didn't. I thought it was a free-flowing offense that wasn't thinking about forcing the football. There's just one particular player we will get to a little bit later on in the show. Bryce Harper's comments on the record.
You weren't happy.
Yeah, he's hurt. We'll get to Bryce Harper, what he had to say about Dombrowski's comments and all the stuff going on around him. Merrill Reese on the other side. Your phone call as well. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel's giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.